Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. State and local officials across the country are urging Americans to stay home this 4th of July weekend. And for good reason, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, warns the U.S. could soon top 100,000 new coronavirus cases every day.
Meanwhile, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, is briefing the Senate Intelligence Committee today on intelligence that Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. There are still questions around what the president knew about this intel. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us now. And Greg, just position us here. What do we know at this point about this intelligence on Russian bounties and whether the president was briefed on them?
We know the intelligence agencies have been looking into this for months, and they're still assessing, and they haven't reached a consensus on some of the key questions. You know, are they confident that this Russian bounty program exists? And if so, how damaging was it to the U.S. forces in Afghanistan? Now, President Trump has said he didn't know about any of this until it broke in the media a few days ago. But we are seeing reports that he was briefed in some form, if not directly face-to-face by his CIA briefer, then it was may have been in his presidential daily briefing book that he and his top advisors would have access to and would be expected to look at.
Yeah, so those are still, you know, questions. But we have Ratcliffe briefing senators from both parties today behind closed doors. So what happens next after that?
Right. So the Congress has said they don't feel they were in the loop on this. And so there is a lot of pressure for the administrations to give them more information. Ratcliffe is talking to the Senate Intelligence Committee today. And there's talk that there'll be a briefing tomorrow with the so-called Gang of Eight. Those are the top House and Senate leaders and the intelligence committees. So we can, because this has become so public, We are expecting to hear more from the administration, at least behind closed doors, to Congress.
Yeah. Well, take a step back for us, because questions about Russia trying to destabilize the U.S. and its allies in Afghanistan, but also at home earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke about Russian jets probing American air defenses.
Well, on Saturday, it happened again. According to the Defense Department, Russian reconnaissance planes entered the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone and lingered for 8 hours. Obviously, this is just the latest in a series of escalations from Putin's regime.
So, Greg, how does this bounty intelligence, the notion that Russians were paying the Taliban to kill U.S. soldiers, how does it fit into what we're hearing there, this broader picture?
Well, it would seem to be a pretty seamless fit. President Putin has consistently looked for ways to undermine the U.S. We've seen it with these kind of probes with military planes. In Afghanistan is just one of many examples in the Middle East and the Islamic world. And in fact, when this story broke, our NPR colleague Tom Bowman noted that he was reporting from Afghanistan 4 years ago. And even then, the Afghan army was telling him that the Russians were giving arms and training to the Taliban. So it would seem this bounty program might just be a new twist on that.
Well, there's also reports of transfers of monies from Russia to Taliban accounts. What kind of response should we expect from the Trump administration? You know,
well,
a coherent
strategy. Well,
we just don't
know. And I think that's really the big question. I mean, from the Russian interference in the 2016 election to this Russian bounty story, the president has been dogged by these controversies linked to Russia. And his critics say he really hasn't had a coherent policy, perhaps besides this unwillingness to confront Putin and Russia. And they note that even just a month ago, President Trump said he wanted to invite Vladimir Putin to the G7 summit in the U.S. this year, even though Russia was kicked out in 2014. And so they're saying they're really demanding to know what President Trump is going to do.
Yeah. And again, what do you think we should be looking for on the horizon?
Well, it's really going to matter. whether the intel agencies can reach a consensus on this, and then what sort of response the U.S. might have. We've got an election coming up. Will this be an election issue? Will it be politicized? The notion is always that intelligence matters like this should rise above politics, but we'll have to see. It's already become a very front-page issue.
Yeah. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie, thank you.
My pleasure.